Marriage is one of the greatest faith walks you can take. I'm Shayla Vernado, millennial wife and mother, loving married life. Are we the perfect couple? Absolutely not, but we serve a perfect God, and I'm here to share my journey and help empower you for yours. Happy spouse, happy house. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wife Talks. Guys, I am recording this on the go. So there may be some feedback, there may be some background noise, but I just pray that you guys would bear with me. God put a message on my heart, and I have so many more podcasts that I'll be recording over the upcoming weeks, but I just wanted to take a second and put words to a mic, because I know that this is the ministry God has called me to, and this is going to help set somebody free. Today, I want to talk about just the everyday, any season that we face struggles in marriage. Life comes with its challenges. Life comes with its, you know, its blows. Life be life. But what God put on my heart to really share today and for you to meditate on and chew with is this thought. And that is, anytime there is God reveals to you an opportunity for growth in your spouse, moving forward in your marriage, I want you to take the time, take a second before you go to your spouse and say, hey, you need to do X, Y, and Z because this isn't working. Hey, you need to do da 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 because this doesn't work for me. Hey, blah, 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 blah. All right. Before you do any of that, husbands and wives, listen up. I want you to take a second and seek God in how you are meant to grow from this opportunity. Because anytime our spouses have an opportunity to grow, that means we have an opportunity to grow. And you're probably like, why is that, Shayla? Don't worry, I'm gonna talk you through it. Number one, we are one. Man and wife, we stood before the altar, before family and friends, and we said, I do, till death do us part. And taking that into consideration, right? Starting right there, we became one, which means if one of us is growing, the other one has to grow. If one of us is stagnant, the other one is stagnant. If one of us is failing, we're both failing. If one of us is struggling with something, we're both struggling with something. So anytime your spouse has an opportunity for growth, right? Whether they pissed you off because they did X, Y, and Z. Maybe your husband isn't being romantic enough. Maybe you don't like the way he's leading. Maybe you don't, whatever. You don't like the way your wife is submitting. Maybe she ain't giving you some enough. Maybe there's a lot, right? There's a lot there to unpack. But what I want us to start doing is to taking a second and allowing God to show us how we need to grow in this situation. I believe it was, you know what, I'm not even going to quote it because I don't want to misquote it. It's a scientist out there, right? I remember, you know, school was a long time ago, but I remember some stuff, right? And it was, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, right? We got to apply that to marriage. When we start thinking about, oh, my spouse needs to do this. My spouse needs to do that. Blah, 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 blah. She could do this better. He could do that better. Okay. Well, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So what your spouse is or isn't doing is in fact a reaction to what you are or are not doing, right? And I think too often we're so quick to point the finger about how our spouses are showing up instead of starting with ourselves. It starts with ourselves. And I will, listen, you guys know I believe in being transparent, right? I was just riding in the car. I finished praying for a girlfriend of mine, her and her husband. And I prayed for another girlfriend of mine as she's dating and pursuing marriage with a young man. And as I'm praying, I made a comment to my husband last night, y'all, about him romancing me. I made this comment to him, right? And so I'm literally speaking from conviction. This is not something I am never, ever going to get on this podcast and preach something I have not lived or that I am not living. And literally, I was wrapping up my prayer and God revealed to me how I could show up for my husband and our marriage and romance him as I'm riding in the car. And I thought to myself, wow, I haven't done anything like that in a while. I haven't done anything like that. And it's been a minute. And so I just, you know, I was like, huh, well, this is interesting. This is different. Like, I need to figure out how to make this happen. But as I'm thinking through it, that is when God revealed to me the topic for conversation today. Because while I was quick to point the finger and say, hey, you haven't romanced me. Hello, what have I done to romance him lately? Right? And so that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If we start with our significant other's reaction, right? What was it? What the thing that you have to complain about your spouse, if you think of it as a response to something, start with thinking of it as a response to something. Okay. So your wife isn't giving you sex enough. All right. Well, if that's a response to something, what are you doing to make her want to have sex with you? Are you romancing her? Is she getting foreplay or are you just trying to get the party started? Right? Are you wooing her? Are you lightening her load? If she's handling the kids before bed, putting the kids to bed, she worked all day just like you worked all day, but then she came home and did a second shift. She made dinner. She made sure the kids ate. She checked to see if you ate. How are you romancing her? You want her to want to have sex with you, but you have not done anything to set her up for success. So when she says no, or she goes straight to sleep because she's tired, that's what she really want to do. But what you want is for her to sacrifice a little bit of that sleep to make you happy, to appease your desires. You have to start with, if this is a reaction to something, what action do I need to take differently? All right. And I just shared how I was convicted as a wife, you know, just desiring romance and thinking about how have I shown up and romanced my husband lately. It's so, so important that when it comes to marriage, you have to keep top of mind that we are on the same team. And anytime you feel like you want to point fingers at your spouse, that is your opportunity to take a second. Take a second, because pointing fingers only isolates us in marriage. If I'm pointing a finger at you, you're alone. But if I'm linking arms with you, we're in it together. And that linking arms looks like saying, hey, I noticed that, you know, the romance dial turned down a little bit in our marriage. But I also realized that I may not have done my part in showing up for you romantically. So I've got some ideas and I've made a plan. But is there anything that you need from me romantically and how I can show up for you? Now, my husband and I didn't end up having a conversation last night, but I assure you we'll end up having a conversation here shortly, right? But that's how I'm going to approach the conversation. And think about how much better of an experience my husband is going to have with discussing romance in our marriage when I take that approach. And wives, I want you to take a second, because me having this conversation is an example of leading in submission. We hear the word submission and we think, oh my God, I have to do absolutely everything this person says, right? When the Bible instructs wives, and I say instructs, not commands, but instructs. It's a tip, right? If you think of it as a tip. The Bible, I love the I think it's the acronym is the word I'm looking for basic instructions before leaving Earth, Bible. If we think of it as a tip, this instruction from God, and we think of it as, okay, how can I submit but also lead in this situation, right? I'm leading this conversation on romance and marriage, and God has challenged me back as I sought him on showing his son how to show up for me. He has challenged me back with a way to show up for his son. And I say his son, talking about my husband, that I often, when I talk to God about my husband, say your son, because that's who he belongs to. God had him first, and then he gave him to me, right? And as his father, that's who I got to go to when stuff happens in our marriage. And so oftentimes when I'm praying, I say, God, get your son. I say that a lot. And there is always a level of affection that goes into that language, because it is me speaking in love, but also recognition and honor, in that my husband belongs to God just like I do, right? My husband is covered by God just like I am. And I always want to respect that covering. And it's a reminder for myself a lot of times to pray for his covering, and to pray for my covering, which is God and then him. Okay. So this, ladies, is an opportunity. And this is, we're going to have a whole separate conversation upcoming on how to lead in submission. But this is an opportunity that when I say lead in submission, this is what I'm talking about. Introducing, and husbands, this is for you too. As the leader in marriage, how are you showing up for your wife when things get tough? How are you showing up? Too oftentimes we want to point the finger at our wives. She's not doing this enough. She's not doing that enough. But how are you showing up? Because if we take a second and think about, hey, I'm the leader, I'm the head. The Bible instructs me to love her as Christ loves the church. And it's not just a sacrificial love. It's an all-encompassing covering love. Anytime I get ready to bring a struggle that we're experiencing to her, I need to think about how I'm operating as her covering in this conversation. I need to think about how I'm operating as her covering in this scenario. So if I am complaining about something my wife is doing, which I do not advise, I don't advise either party complain about something your spouse is doing. And that's really what this podcast, this episode is about. That we would stop complaining about the things that our spouses are doing or saying and take a different approach, an approach out of love, an approach out of honor, and an approach out of respect to the roles that God calls us to as husband and wife. So husbands, take a second before you go nagging her, right? Because we like to say women nag, men nag too. They may say it playfully. They may say it jokingly. It's still nagging. Okay. But take a second and say, hey, you know, I see that this is the area that we're struggling with. How can I cover you so that you can show, so that you can show up in this way? This is what I need, but I want to hear from you what you need, because if I'm not covering you in any particular way, or if there's a way that I can show up for you better, I want to do that. And that's leading and co-leading in a very meaningful way in marriage. It is important that anytime you desire something from your spouse, that you start with yourself. Whatever results you want, whatever experience you want to have, whatever it is that you are looking for, it is important that you start with, how can you show up to get the results that you want? And that is why we're starting with their action as a reaction. my significant other is not doing this, or they keep doing this. What is that action in response to? And I want you to start there. This is really taking accountability to another level in marriage. It is starting with self, because accountability is not, it's something that can be preached, but it is often more impactful when it is experienced by firsthand responsibility. Okay? So when it comes to being accountable for how you show up in a marriage or how you show up in the relationship, you will begin to see and get the results that you're looking for when you start with yourself. Okay? So I really hope that this was encouraging. I hope that you guys can hear me. I know the sound may not be the best. Like I said, I'm driving on the go. But one thing that I want to do is get out of my own way when it comes to this podcast and allow God to use me here, because I know this is a space that he's called me to. And he's called me to use my perspective and my voice and share so that people can be delivered and people can be blessed. And people can have the tools that they need, right? I have been married for 7.5 years. And while that is not, it's not 20, it's not 30, but it's 7.5. And it's longer than the person who's never been married. And it's longer than the person who's in year one or year two or year four. And so I almost let people get in the way of me doing this podcast, even though I knew that God called me to it. I almost did. But I'm putting aside the excuses and I'm showing up for you guys. And so I want you to put aside the excuses in your marriage and ask your spouse this week, how can I show up for you better? Miracles and blessings.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Wife Talks. I truly appreciate the support and am honored to be alongside you and your spouse on this journey of love. Please make sure to share this with another married couple that you know so that they can get just a little dose of encouragement and inspiration for their marriage as well. I wish you growth, I wish you peace, and I wish you love. But most of all, I wish you the marriage of your dreams.